Well, as we heard in the bulletin, Israeli forces have recovered the bodies of six hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel will not rest until it catches those responsible for the killings. It comes as a break in hostilities gets underway to allow a mass polio vaccination programme to begin. Thousands of children are receiving doses of the vaccination today. We're joined by Kazem Abu Khalaf, a spokesperson for UNICEF based in Jerusalem. Thank you for joining us on the programme. How is the vaccine rollout going so far today?
I thank you for having me. Well, my colleagues on the ground in Gaza are telling me that it is going on track, I would say. We're expecting that people would come more and more in bigger numbers tomorrow. As mentioned by my colleague Louise, there will be 3 days for the first area, which is Deir el-Balah, and then before moving to Khan Yunis, Rafah, and then up north. But people are a bit reluctant. However, the colleagues on the ground are saying exactly as expected, little by little, the number of parents bringing the children to take the vaccine is growing bigger.
Are health workers being facilitated to roll out the campaign? And are those parents able to make their way with their children to the centres providing the vaccine?
When we did the preparations for the vaccine, so people can have their children have the vaccine through two ways. Either they can make it, those who can make it, to the nearest health center, they can make it with the children. Or there will be mobile medical teams moving between the tents and the IDP, internally displaced people's shelters, to administer the vaccines to the children. The target, as you just mentioned, is to vaccinate 640,000 children before below 10.
And what is the agreement in terms of the ceasefire? How long will it last to facilitate the administration of the vaccine?
Well, lots of talks took place, to be honest, around this. So the latest was that agreement that everybody knows about, should simply to divide the Gaza Strip into three areas, and each area gets 3 to 4 days, starting from the center where most of the people, the IDPs, are, and then moving to the south, and then after that towards the north. This will continue to be monitored, but the vaccination hours will be from 6 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. So this is the time slot where people will be bringing or trying to bring their children to the health centers, and also for the mobile health teams to move in between the makeshifts and the tents of the IDPs.
So day one of the 3-day vaccine rollout. UNICEF spokesperson Kazem Abu Khalaf, thank you very much for that update.